If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And today we celebrate Dead Air on a Bad Choice Friday. Believe it or not, some of the most important things in our life were affected by the Microsoft outage that started last night at some point in time. KISW went off the air at 10, did not get back on the air until 4 a.m. If you were wondering why our show wasn't on replay mode at 10 o'clock last night. Some other not so important aspects that were affected include hospitals and the airlines. But we were knocked off the air. So we saluted Dead Air on a Bad Choice Friday with LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, as in our broadcast, and Jay-Z 99.9 Problems.
But a glitch ain't one.
Mike, how was the voting on this one?
Pretty clear winner today there, Miles. It was a split of 43% to 57% there. And when it comes down to it, we did not have 99 problems. We just had a single one. So a little LL Cool J on a
Here's your winner.
Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room. 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Come on, man.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tia.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Talented Teams. Writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Pernod Ricard, a giant of the industry of alcoholic beverages, is selling most of its wine portfolio. The report also said they are losing money since housewives have decided they like tequila now.
The Ted Smith,
yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. Company's losing money.
I wonder if that, it's got to be a worldwide thing.
Yeah, they I guess wine sales are just down.
Wine's just down.
You know why? Goddamn White Claw.
I would think seltzers help, and like a lot of people now like have moved back to cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 7,000 pounds of hot dogs shipped nationwide were recalled due to a lack of inspection. I'm more shocked that hot dogs are inspected.
Colbert.
Fallon.
I read that nearly 7,000 pounds of hot dogs shipped to multiple states were recalled due to lack of inspection. I'd be more shocked that hot dogs are inspected.
A dinosaur fossil just sold at auction for a record $45 million. In a related story, Nicolas Cage is bankrupt.
The Ted Smith.
Seth.
Fallon.
Damn it.
Nick Cage?
Nope.
Oh, wait. No? It's not in there?
Mike, find me.
Oh, there it is.
Do you guys see this? A dinosaur fossil just sold at auction for a record $45 million. A $45 million fossil. Yeah. And related stories, Nicolas Cage is bankrupt.
A new survey says that 95% of dog owners say they watch movies with their pets. Or, and hear me out, the dogs just live there and doesn't have a choice.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert?
That's Seth.
According to a new survey, 95% of dog owners said that they watch movies with their pets, or, and hear me out, the dog just lives there and doesn't have a choice.
Ted, I got to talk to you about something.
What up?
Okay. So, probably 3 weeks ago or so, Netflix came out with a special, How to Rob a Bank.
Correct.
It was based here in Seattle.
It was.
And I did not have Netflix at the time. My daughter came back from being overseas, and she comes to my house, and she wants to watch her shows, and she'll get there a little bit earlier than me and spend the afternoon before I get home, blah, blah, blah. So she says, you don't have Netflix? And I said, no. So she signed me up for Netflix, which is awesome because, you know.
There's a ton of stuff on Netflix.
She's like,
dude.
Dad, it's only this much money a month, whatever it was. I was like, yes, I can, whatever. All right. So she watches her stuff. I have watched a few shows on there, which I think are great, a couple of your recommendations. But the other night, this is two nights ago, we're sitting there, and she said, what do you want to watch? And I said, well, you know, Ted has this, he had this recommendation, How to Rob a Bank, and it's about a guy in the 90s in Seattle, and he went on a string of bank robberies, and he was known as the Hollywood Bandit or whatever he was because he got his inspiration from Point Blank, which was the movie with Patrick Swayze and Keanu.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah.
Point Break, yes, correct. Serving Red Hot Chili Peppers in the movie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hollywood-style bank robbers wearing masks and all this stuff. This guy in Seattle also wore prosthetics with his group of friends.
Yep.
He went to Green River Community College. It's cool to watch the documentary because you see a lot of 90s Seattle. You see a lot of things that you somewhat recognize, but some of those things aren't there. A lot of them are, but everything looks a lot different. So it's kind of cool to go back in time. And we weren't here at that time, but just it was kind of close to when we got here in 2005, as far as the...
Yeah, it's not that far off. And like I was saying, it's a lot of it happens really close to where like Thrill and I are. Up
exactly.
In like North Seattle.
Without question. Yeah, Lake City and all those things.
It did make it kind of weird. Like, I know that bank.
All the banks that he hit, you know, and it was so anyway. So I said, we should watch this. And she said, okay, let's watch this. And it's very interesting. And we get about 10 minutes in. And the guy who is basically the main guy in this entire thing lives in a giant treehouse that he has built with help from a number of friends or whatever, but he is a Green River graduate. He is naked most of the time and all that stuff.
Correct.
Now, there's a scene where you see him naked a lot. You see his ass quite a bit, right? But then, all of a sudden, I look up at the screen, and for about 5 seconds, I see unexpected penis. Now, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
With my daughter.
Oversight.
All right.
I know.
And I thought to myself.
And it's my rule.
Of the things that you did not. And I would recommend this documentary. Here's the difference. I started by saying, like, look, I want you to watch this unexpected penis. Here's what it's about.
Right.
So to me, the first thing that should have come out of your mouth on the review was unexpected penis. I don't care if it's Team America. Unexpected penis. Also some other sick stuff. Even though it's
Harold and Kumar 2 is where me and my buddy Rob came up with that theory. It's when he gets out of that pool or whatever. Right. You're just like, Jesus.
Whoa.
Now, I didn't really think about that. You're right. As soon as you said, I watched it with my daughter at the treehouse, I was like, oh, you saw his penis.
Yes, I did. And so did my daughter.
So did your daughter.
That's right. So this nice family little thing.
Because your daughter, like, it's like a D.
And
but
she was
smaller.
Like, oh, she's like, that one's kind of big. And I was like, I don't want to know what you know. You know what I mean? Don't let me know.
I know that much, Dad.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to know what you know.
Like, damn you, Ted. You did not say unexpected penis.
I did not.
No, you did not. So fair warning, it is a great documentary. It is well worth your time if you live in Seattle and you want to watch a great documentary. It's very well done. Just know, unexpected penis. That's all I have to say.
Public service announcement heading into the weekend. I respect that.
Okay.
And you're right. I should have said, hey, great documentary. Unexpected penis.
I like that you immediately owned up to it. You're like, ah, damn it, man.
And she's just sitting there, we're stoned, like, wow. And I'm like, shut up.
Ted. Look the size of your bong, like, Dad.
Ted, you did not tell me this.
I know. Well, that happens sometimes, too. It's like Taryn telling that story when we're on that flight to Austin, and she's watching House of Dragon.
Okay.
So I guess the guy next to her basically has been asleep the whole flight, and he wakes up and looks over, and on Taryn's screen is like a threesome going on.
You probably went,
yeah. That's one of those shows, like, don't watch it on the plane, man.
No.
You know, I know you want to. People want to catch up, but right, there's just so much, not even the violence, there's just so much sex in that whole Game of Thrones, House of Dragon thing, like, just don't do it on the plane.
Yeah, like, it happens with a lot of stuff, right? Like, you know, I watch a lot of gangster shows and this and that. So obviously there's sex scenes, but I don't really think about it. And then, like, I have my blinds open and there's a pretty, you know, there's a walkway where people can kind of cut through. So, like, or, like, there's a patch out there for the dogs.
Yeah.
So, but it's like every time there's boobs on my TV, somebody walks in. It happened to me earlier today.
Yes.
I was on the Seattle hashtag, and I, you know what, I don't need to use his name, but he was like, I know he was in my other studio fixing it, and he walks in. I was on the Seattle hashtag, and I'm like, oh, there's some boobs. But when I click on it, it is, well, I would just say it was a woman with an extra part down below.
Oh.
But it's on my screen. As he walks in, it's like, hey, Ted, I fixed the computer for you. And when he walked, I waited for him.
Unexpected penis.
It was very unexpected. I waited for him to leave, and then I said to Mike, I said, I wasn't going to acknowledge it, but that guy just saw me looking at a... Yeah, that didn't go so
well. Don't worry, I'm sure he's told everyone he knows.
Yeah. You know what that guy's into.
Yeah. Hey.
I didn't want to guess. What would you know?
Yeah. Well, so was Bob Newhart. No. Stop.
Oh, damn. Jesus. Damn.
I'm trying to transition into Bob Newhart. Wait, so
he was bald.
Oh, Miles.
What?
I had some friends that worked at a Lover's, and I was in the X-rated section. I picked one of those movies up and said, who comes in here and rents and buys these? And they're like, you.
Oh.
I go, what? They're like, yeah, she's like a middle-aged, kind of chubby. Like, I was like, all right. So Bob Newhart did pass away. We had talked about him a couple weeks ago. We talked about him yesterday. We kept talking about the famous ending of the Newhart show that went back to it's a dream sequence, and he's on the regular Bob Newhart show.
Right. Which so, aired, what, maybe 20 years before then? It's a pretty good
gap.
Yeah,
it's a good gap. So, yeah, here it is. Oh, sorry.
Honey, you won't believe the dream I just had. But don't you want to hear about it? All right, Bob. What is it? Well, I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont. I'm happy for you. And nothing made sense in this place. I mean, the maid was an heiress. The handyman kept missing the point of things. And then there were these three woodsmen. But only one of them talked. And I was married to this beautiful blonde.
What do you mean, beautiful blonde?
She has dark hair.
Go to sleep, Emily. Yeah. You know, you really should wear more sweaters.
Right, obviously his wife in the second version. Of,
yes.
Right, and I should say second version. He just kept his name on it.
Correct.
Two different shows. But right, she was blonde, always wore sweaters, this and that. So, yeah, like I said, probably a lot of people would argue it's, you know, maybe one of the greatest endings ever.
It was actually a very, very funny show.
And we talked about other good endings and stuff. I would always remind people, as a Seinfeld nut, probably one of the worst endings of a show of all time.
Yeah, and known for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They tried to redo it in Curb Your Enthusiasm. They did an entire episode about, like, how do we fix this?
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, that show always went kind of day by day, so it's hard to tell.
But it's tough, man. When your show is popular,
yeah.
Like, I was a huge Lost fan, right? Enjoyed every season. The last season was a little hinky, but the last episode sucked. Sopranos, we all watched it. Last episode sucked. But it's so tough to meet people's expectations.
It is, yeah.
And then Game of Thrones, their final episode, I liked it. The next day, I'm reading online. Apparently, it sucked.
Let's see. What are you going to watch this weekend? I know we mentioned it already, but if you want to try some of the Men's Room IPA, head out to the Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville. Tomorrow, starting at noon. They have their big flock party out there. Good news, baseball's back. Got out of that. You'll have some MLS soccer. The Seattle Seawolves, your Major League Rugby team, I believe they're in the championship on Saturday. I'm sure Michael.
That's huge, man.
That is. And they've won chips. That league's been around for 5 years. I think they've won three of them.
That's on Sunday. San Diego's Sunday. In town. That'll be on Fox 13 Plus and FS2.
All right, you check that out. I know F1's back in action this weekend. I got way too close to the mic there. Other than that, hey, it's going to be a sunny weekend. Put on some sunscreen.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A drunk FedEx driver delivers a power outage to one Pennsylvania town. Meanwhile, a cruise ship leaves an entire family in Alaska to stare at moose and wander around. Florida man tries to take a selfie with a, quote, depressed bear, a $20,000 bottle of salsa that will not be shared. And one beach sees many tortoises popping their heads out of their shells. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
At our top story, we're going to Massachusetts, where someone ruined the fun for everyone. With the rising temperatures of summer, citizens flock to places like public pools, seeking merriment and relief from the heat. But one such public pool had to be shut down after someone had a little picnic, bringing a glass jar of salsa along with lunch. Not good. As we've all seen before, an accident occurred with the salsa jar, shattering the glass on the area around the pool and spilling some into the water. Pool employees released a statement that disregarding rules about no glass around the pool leads to situations like these, which causes the pool to be closed, drained, swept for any and all remaining glass shards, refilled, chemically balanced, and tested before they're able to reopen to the public, costing them upwards of $20,000.
I know it sounds bad, and let's hope it was Men's Room
roasted red salsa.
No, that comes in a plastic container, so that won't happen to you.
That is correct.
Take it to the pool.
Yeah.
Right.
Take it to the beach.
Do not bring glass to the pool.
Right.
No. Simple.
You know, rules are not meant just to inconvenience you. We realize that it might, but they're made for a hopefully positive reason. So, especially ones like that. Yes, you are clumsy too. You are accident prone too.
It happens.
It does.
But that's why they say don't bring it.
Correct.
Because that happens.
Correct. Because we want to keep that from happening here. In other news, down to Florida where local authorities are fighting against Darwin again. They released a statement after drivers noticed a quote-unquote depressed black bear on the side of the road and attempted to take a selfie with the animal.
I don't like selfies.
Please. Why did they try to take a selfie with the sad bear?
Because he's depressed, and if not friend, why friend-shaped?
Okay.
Guys, there's a time when memery needs to just stay on the internet. Knock it off.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing was reported. I think everything turned out okay. I think they saw the footage or the photos and were like, that bear's not depressed, he's pissed.
Right.
Get away from him.
Yeah, exactly.
My uncle lives in that area, right?
Okay.
He's got a little splash pool out back.
All right.
You know, it's probably 3.5-4 feet deep. It's not the biggest pool in the world.
Sure.
It's kind of a smaller one, whatever. But it's out on his deck, and his deck is on the ground. You know, it's out back. It's like maybe a foot above, you know, whatever. So we come back from, I don't know, a bar one night. And I just basically strip down all my clothes, run through the living room, and jump in that pool. And he's like, hey, Junior, let me tell you something. That's not really a good idea. You need to turn the light on. First thing you need to look for are snakes.
Yep.
The second thing you need to look for
are
alligators. And the third thing you need to look for is bears and their cubs. I have seen them all in my pool. And I was like, good looking out.
Dang it. Yeah. Dang it.
Good looking out.
Local sheriff's office posted to social media reminding people the potential dangers of interacting with black bears, especially ones that were exhibiting the signs of aggression such as this one, and gave them a phone number to call instead if one is seen. They also included a handful of things that you can do to lower your odds of unexpected encounter while enjoying the local parks. Don't go up to the wildlife. Mm-hmm. Just don't do
it. Just leave them.
Parcels bound for the people of New Jersey are going to be a little delayed after a package delivery driver made a few critical errors on his route. Authorities got the story that the driver managed to distract himself while driving down the highway in his box truck and accidentally dropped his cell phone while driving. I don't know why it was in his hand, but it was, and now he dropped it. Apparently unable to continue on without his phone, the driver attempted to retrieve it while still on the highway, leading to the truck's collision with a utility pole that ended up cutting power of roughly 800 residents. Authorities heard the crash and arrived on the scene where they had ascertained that the driver was inebriated at the time of the collision.
Oh, so playing with the phone and drunk.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Oh, man, you're playing bingo. If you're going to knock the power out, tell me at least you did all of that.
Right. Exactly. Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To the Galapagos Islands, where civilian support has gone a long way. As the reports go, this last year was one for the books in terms of donations to the Galapagos Conservancy, with upwards of $6 million donated in charitable support. They are now happy to report that 500 giant tortoises have been reintroduced to their natural habitats on the islands, fighting off the natural decline of their numbers that couldn't come back up on their own.
All right,
now we got a lot more giant tortoises out there. You know what? Justice for the turtle. Let's go, baby.
That's right. That's your animal. That's your go-to.
I like turtles, man. They're out there on the Galapagos Islands. They're just hanging out, man.
Doing their thing.
Exactly. They aren't minding nobody. They need to get those numbers up. They need the women. Tortoise women.
Where the white turtles at?
In the world of sports, the Houston Astros are in town this weekend, taking on the Mariners for a three-game battle of the AL West. Start times are 7:10 tonight, 6:40 tomorrow, and 1:10 on Sunday to wrap up the series. Luis Castillo getting the start tonight. Mariners currently lead the division by one game against second place, the Astros, making this a crucial series to start the second half of the season. They did not look good going into the All-Star break. They did sweep the Padres, but ended up dropping 3 out of 4 against the Angels, which honestly is just not something that can happen. They at one point had a 10-game lead that has now been dissolved down to 1. I don't know what they need to do to find that fire. I'm hoping that...
Bang trash can lids.
Yeah, that's right. I'm hoping that they found it here in the All-Star break. I'm hoping that they got inspired. Let's see what we can get done. At very least, we need to make something happen in this series. We cannot drop this series. Get out there. Let's get it done, boys. We stand behind you. Let's see it happen. Sounders, as far as tomorrow, they're at home against Los Angeles FC. That game goes down Saturday night at 7:30 over on Apple TV+. And Ted, you mentioned it, on Sunday, your Seattle Seawolves defend their turf here at home against San Diego in the conference semifinal. Go Seawolves! That game starting Sunday at 6 p.m. on Fox 13+ and FS2. They're in the championships again, man. They're in the playoffs. Let's see them get it done. Way to go, Seawolves. As far as your weather, it's another nice weekend with temperatures peaking tomorrow at 85 degrees before cooling down to the low 60s. Sunday, we've got some clouds moving in to cool things down a little bit, expecting a high of 81. More of the same, guys. We are in the heat of summer. Look at the low to mid 80s during the day, low to mid 60s during the night. So enjoy that. And it's also perfect drinking weather. If you're not going to join us at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville tomorrow, we do invite you to go and find some of the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing Company. We did get a couple of updates today. It's in Burlington at the Corner Pub. Thank you to Matthew for letting us know that one. We also got a text that it's at Norm's in Lake Stevens.
Dope.
Yeah. It's at Norm's. Also, it's at the Arctic Club Hotel right here in Seattle.
Oh, nice.
And if you want to find a place near you, there's a comprehensive list of locations on the Men's Room page of KISW.com. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Well, yeah, okay. Pick up a Sixer Men's Room IPA on your way home and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, do something positive. But we will return on Monday. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.